All right, so we'll start on Yudzayin Amud Aleph. We'll start from the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah, or the previous Mishnah, I'm discussing the comparisons or differences, contrasts between Neder and Shavuah. So this Mishnah, again, draws a contrast between Neder and Shavuah. So the Mishnah says, Yesh Neder betoch Neder, vein Shavuah betoch Shavuah. There's such thing as a Neder betoch inside of another Neder, but there's no such thing as a Shavuah betoch Shavuah. Ketzer, what's the example of such a case? Amar Hareini Nazir im Ochel, Hareini Nazir im Ochel. He said, I will be a Nazir if I eat. I will be a Nazir if I eat. Va'achal, and then he goes ahead and eats. Chayav, achatz, achatz. Each Neder will obligate him in an additional Nazirut. So there's a possibility that he will have two Neder Nazirut, even though they happen simultaneously.
And once?
No, he'll have to eat twice. That is a good point. Ron will mention that, we'll point that in the Ron. But he will have to eat twice. Shavuah shalo ochel. He says, takes a shavuah, I will not eat. Shavuah will not eat, but achal, and then he eats, ain't ochayv ala achat. Then, we have the principle of ain't shavuah achal al shavuah. So you can't have two shavuahs to take effect on the same item, or the same exact restriction, and therefore only one of those shavuah will be valid in this case. Alright, so now, just a couple of qualifications. The, Mishnah mentioned that Harini Nazir Imochel, Harini Nazir Imochel, why did it need that Imochel? Imochel is not really necessary to create. You could have, if a person just said Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir, you'd have the same example of Yesh Neder B'Toch Neder without that T'nai that's imposed on the Harini Nazir. So the Ron points out that, and the Gemara explains that Imochel is Lav Dafka. That doesn't mean literally the Ochel is, because you could have done it without Imochel. Except that the Gemara was following the pattern of the previous mission, or this mission, where it says Shavuah Shelo Ochel, Shavuah Shelo Ochel, where you need to have the Shelo Ochel. So we had a parallel structure, but not that it's meaningful that you have the Tanai. That's the first thing. Now, your
question.
You
say how much you say Harini Nazir in the Ochel? Is it, before you utter the second half of the sentence, you already... you already took the zeros, is there a difference between saying it like that, Harini Nazir, Imani Ochel, or Imani Ochel, Harini Nazir? By putting the time last,
there's only one opinion where you have to, the Tanai, that's only with different monos, Rabbi Meir. I don't think that's, the issue here is just that you don't need the Imochel at all, it's not necessary, and that's what the Gemara is going to ask that. Alright, I would just say here, point out for you, if you look by where it says Perish Rush, see where the Perish Rush and the Toast will start on the daf, if you look, oh boy, you guys don't have that. The Toast was, where Toast was starts for you guys. Toast was starts right across in the Ron, there's been Nira Be'enai in the Ron. Oh no, it's still lower than that for you guys. Alright, let's try this, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. About 8 or 9 lines down in the wide lines of the Ron, it says Nira Be'enai. Venir Bena. You see that? Yeah? Venir Bena. They have to give a straw between each kazayit. Mishum tlo adipi achilot alalu itchayev aleim nizirut shetalo behen litchayev aleim karban umalkut. Right, when you have a karban or a malkut, if you want someone to be chayev multiple times a karban or multiple times malkut, that kishnishbash lo yukal kikarzu. You have to warn him each time he eats. Meaning that if you give him a single form of a straw, then his achila will only generate one chi of malchus or one chi of korban. If after every achila, every kazayis, you warn him again, then he'll be chi of multiple malchus or multiple karbonos. Ukishem shalit chi of karban u malchus being an achiluk ben kol kazayit kazayit. And just like by karbonos and malchus, you'll need differentiation or a gap between each zayit. Right, either malchus v'hatra, either karban shtei halamos. If it's for malchus, you need hasra. By karbanos, you need halama, right, which is that you forget because it's a shogeg and you forget again. Achanami, because you tell them zeros behem, but inan shehu hatrot mechalkot. So that's what you were asking. So too over here, when you want by nazirus, you need separate warnings. Except that if you do this, if this achila will generate a new neder nazirut. So that's not. Meaning that you need two separate achilot to generate each one of those netters. You can't have a single achilot generate both the netters. That's the Ron's belief here, that it's not enough to have one single eating that will generate or trigger both, both in the nedarim over here. Okay? Alright, so let's go into the Gemara now. Alright, the Gemara says, Amar Avuna lo shanu el damar harei nazir ayom harei nazir lemachar. So that the only way this works where you can have a double nazir root is when you say, a person says, I'll be a nazir today, and harei nazir lemachar, and I'll also be a nazir tomorrow. Migo to come hitosif yom yisera chala naziris on nazir root. Why does naziris work where it falls one on top of the other? It's because by saying that I'm a nazir today, that generates a naziris of 30 days. Says I'm a nazir tomorrow, that generates a nazirus of another 30 days. 29 of those days overlap with the first nazirut, so they wouldn't be necessarily relevant. It's only the 30th day, that extra day, that extends beyond the first nazirut, that generates a new nazirut. Once you have a single day of nazirut, we have a principle that is a nazirus pachas mi-shloshim yom. So once you have a single day that extends beyond the first nazirut, that already generates the second nazirut. That's Rav Huna's opinion. Aval Amar, if you simply said, Arini Nazir Yom, Arini Nazir Yom, Ein Chala Nazirut Al Nazirut, it does not work. That will not work. You can't have a Nazirut following another Nazirut. Ushmol Amar, Shmuel argues on that position over Yudah, Filo Amar Arini Nazir Yom, Arini Nazir Yom, Chala Nazirut Alei. That works. That even when you state two simple statements of Arini Nazir, that will work. So Gemara says, Ula Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, Adatana ain't bein shvua b'toch shvua, but ne yesh neder b'toch neder, vein neder b'toch neder. Right? Why? Right? This would be in a normal Gemara. I mean, in a normal statement of the Gemara. In other places, you would say liflo v'litne b'zidei. Right? Let him split up the Mishnah differently. I mean, that split up neder instead of having a comparison between shvua and neder. We'll show why that's not right. You can't say it in this case. But at least that's what it seems to be the Gemara's after right now. Says what? Instead of writing ain bein shvua b'toch shvua, litnei yesh neder b'toch neder, vein neder b'toch neder. You can differentiate within neder itself. Harei nazir hayom, harei nazir lemachar, yesh neder b'toch neder. In that instance, a neder b'toch neder will work. Harei nazir hayom, ain neder b'toch neder. If he says it in the manner that Shmuel suggests, which Rav Huna rejects as being valid, then it would be a case of ain neder b'noder, neder kasha. Well, at least that is a question. So the Gemara is suggesting, according to Rav Huna, he has, the Mishnah has a better way to be divided, and that can be that you can even divide within Neder itself. Now what the Ram points out is that you can't say your classic Liflo Galitnei B'Didei, because the Mishnah is after differences between Shavua and Neder. So if you explain it the way Rav Huna does, that there's a difference in Neder internally, that doesn't help you with the differentiation between Neder and Shavua. So you couldn't, there's no, you have to have Shavua and Neder in the Mishnah, because that's the purpose of the Mishnah. Now, what's the question of the Gemara then? The question of the Gemara is, why not differentiate within Neder? Why? Because it's not Paschal. That's the term that the Gemara uses in other places, that it's not definitive. You can't make a definitive statement. If you can't make a definitive statement, then you have to show what the differences are. And that's what the Ram says, the difference between Shmuel and Rav Huna. If you say Litlo, Galit, maybe today, you could have already divided it up within Neder. That would be a question on Shmuel as well. Because even Shmuel agrees that you can come up with Nedorim that... Right, don't work. Also, this is unique to Nazirus, that you're able to create this double nether. But if you created if you say Kikar Zeralai, Konim Kikar Zeralai, then you would only be Chayiv one, even according to Shmuel. So, you could have differentiated in nether, even according to Shmuel. So that can't be the question of the Gemara. Differentiate within nether instead of nether and Shmuel, because the purpose of Mishnah is to differentiate between nether and Shmuel. The question on Shmuel versus, on Rav Huna versus Shmuel is, that when the Mishnah gave an example, according to Shmuel, the example is definitive. Anytime you're talking about Nazirus, it's always a double Nazirus. If you say Harini Nazir, no matter how you formulate it, it'll always be a double Nazirus. According to Rav Huna, that's not true. Even within Nazirus, there's not a definitive statement that will be that way. You can have times when Nazirus doesn't work, you can have times when Nazirus does work. If that's true, then the Mishnah should have defined that, or at least separated and showed you that. And that's the question of the Gemara. The fact that the Mishnah didn't is what the question is on Rav Huna, and that the Gemara leaves Bekasha. Alright, now, the Gemara is going to challenge Rav Huna a number of times. One is, Tadan, our Mishnah, Yesh Neder B'Toch Neder, Vein Shvua B'Toch Shvua. Heichi Domi, what is the case in our Mishnah? Ilema the Amar Harini Nazir Yom, Harini Nazir the Machar. Right, so then, like Rav Huna says, what's the case where Neder B'Toch Neder works? That's a case where he says, I am a Nazir today, and I will be a Nazir tomorrow. The Kavato Gabi Shvua, what would be the comparable case by Shvua? He says, Shaloach Hiltanim, because our Mar Shvua Shaloach Halanovim. You're talking about two different items. They're not the exact same item. It's two different things. One is taking the zeros today, one is taking the zeros tomorrow. So by Shavua, what are two different items? If you take a Shavua, I won't eat Tainim, I won't eat figs, and I take a Shavua that I won't eat another, I won't eat grapes. Amai lo chala. Shavua, Shavua. Well, in that case, why shouldn't the Shavua work? You're talking about two distinct items. The Shavua should be chal like that.
You mean talking about one item. What if you just say, I won't eat grapes today, and I won't eat grapes tomorrow? It's two separate Shavuas. Wouldn't that be?
No, because there it's again, Shavua, chal, Shavua, because there's no...
I won't eat grapes today.
Then they're not chal on each other at all. I mean, there's no overlap then. Right, we're trying to create an overlap between the Shavuot, right? Mm-hmm. You say today and then you say, and it ends. If it's limited to today, then it doesn't help you. If it's from today and on, then tomorrow's Shavuot will not take effect because it's not. Halei Chadami, what's the case? What will be the case where Shavuot does not work on another Shavuot? That's the case where he says, I will not eat figs, and then I will not eat figs. So it's a Kavadah. So what's that comparable case to Gavi Nazirus? What would you say? If you say it's talking about the exact same item, then by zero take the dummy dumb harini nazira yom, harini nazira yom. That's exactly right, that would be against Rav Huna. Because in a comparable case from Shavua, to have it not be a Shavua, by Naziris would be to say like Shmuel says, Viktani Yesh Nether Batoch Nether, Kashal Rav Huna, that'd be a problem for Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna can answer up. Masnisan to Amar, Harini Nazira Yom, Harini Nazir Makar. Now the Mishnah reads like I said, which is that in the case of Nazirus, that's saying Nazirus today and Nazirus tomorrow. The Kavato, Gabi Shavua, so what's the comparable case by Shavua? That would seem to be say two different things. Is, Damar Shalokhel Te'inim, because Ramar Shalokhel Te'inim Ve'anovim. So that's the case. The case is that he takes the first Shavua, that is, I will not eat figs. Then he takes a second Shavua, that says, I will not eat figs and grapes. Then that doesn't work. So, the Gemara says, is that really true that it doesn't work? You take two shavuos, one shavua that I will not eat teinim, then a second shavua that I will not eat teinim in anovim, and then he eats teinim, v'frish karban, and then he separates the karban out for that first ichilas teinim, avalu anovim chatzi shiur, v'im evim karban o chatzi shiur, that the anovim only a portion of what he took the second net, therefore, and if it's a chatzi shiur, you don't have a karban o chatzi shiur. Alma, but see, heichad amar shavua shelo ochel teinim, v'chazar amar shavua shelo ochel teinim v'anovim, migo dechal shavua anovim, chadli nami al teinim. That it works. I mean, Rabba's only problem with the shavua is that you only violated half the shavua. Right? In the second shavua, you said, I will not eat a teinim and I will not eat anovim. You only ate anovim, or you only ate teinim. You only ate half of what you restricted on yourself. That's why you can't bring a karban. But had you eaten both items, you would have brought a karban. That means that the second shavua took effect. The second Shavua took effect, that's not what Rav Huna wants. Our mission says the second Shavua is not going to take effect. And here we have it saying, the way that Rav Huna is setting it up, that what, the second Shavua will take effect. Why? Because the additional item works in terms of a Shavua, so too, the original item also works. So just like the Anovim are an addition to the Shavua, and that's what's called Isser Kolo. Therefore you also, that additional, or Isser Mosif, that additional Isser will drag along the Ta'anim within, and it'll make that both Shavuot are valid. So my answer is up. Rav Huna looks really like Rabbah. Rav Huna obviously cannot hold like Rabbah. Meaning that the problem for Rav Huna is not the Mishnah necessarily, but it's Rabbah's interpretation of Shavuot in this way. So Rav Huna does not hold like Rabbah's interpretation. He will say, even in a case where you say Shavuot Shalochel and Avim, Ta'anim, and then after you take a Shavuot Shalochel Ta'anim and Anavim, then in that case the second Shavuot has no validity, according to Rav Huna. Now,
meaning that Rav Huna would agree, though, that if you eat Te'enim, then...
If you eat Te'enim, you require for a karma from the first Shavua.
The first Shavua, because there's no... the second Shavua is not Chal, so it's not like...
Alright, so that's a question. There are two different ways to learn. When you say Shavua Shalom Chal Te'enim V'Anovim, what does Shavua Shalom Chal Te'enim and Anovim mean? Does it mean that I will not eat Te'enim, and I will not eat Anovim, meaning that separately... Take a shavua on each item, right? Separately. What? It's as if equivalent, in some ways equivalent to shavuas, but you've included them together. And therefore, what Rabbah says is that when I say shavua shalochel te'enim, since the anovim aspect of the shavua works, we drag along and the te'enim aspect will also come along. And Shmuel's rejection is no. That the anovim, you're right, the anovim aspect works. But the Tatum aspect can't be dragged along. So that's one way to learn the Gemara, that the Ron rejects and says that he doesn't feel like that's the right way because he doesn't think it fits into the Lashon Gemara well. And he says, and Tosus here says the same thing, when you say Shvosh Lochel, Tanim and Anovim, means Tanim and Anovim Yachad, together. And that's not, it's a single Shvua that I will not eat figs and grapes together. So then, Rava says, if you eat figs and grapes together, just like you're Chayiv on the grapes, you're going to be Chayiv on the Tanim. I mean, it takes effect on that item. And Shmuel comes along and says, no, the Shvua is ineffective for Gamrit, meaning that the Shvua takes no chalus. You won't be chayv on another, you won't be chayv on a tanim, because you have to be over, you have to eat both of them together to be over, and since it doesn't take effect for the tanim, it will not take effect for the anubim.
There's a word, in the case of Rabba, Chazav Amar Shvur Shlo Ochal Tanim, Chazav Amar Shvur Shlo Ochal Tanim V'anubim, V'achal Tanim V'hipresh Karban. if the second shvua is chal, the second shvua is when he says that you bring carbon for the tanim, that's just for the first shvua.
That was the original carbon. The original carbon is for the tanim.
It's just for the first shvua.
First shvua, and then now you're done. You separate out a carbon, and then he violates in the sense the second part of the second shvua. Right. So if you look. Look in the Ron. I'll just read it quickly. He brings down both sides of this, or two possibilities of how it works. Here, Uktakavata. It's four lines down in the widest lines in the Ron. Four lines down in the widest lines in the Ron. It says Ukta, by middle of that line, Uktakavata. Uktakavata. You see it? Kavata, four lines down in the widest lines around the Kavata. Kavata, this is the first way to read it. Kavata, Gabi Shvus, Kiyamar Shvus lo chaltainim, Bechazar Mar Shlo chaltainim, Ve'anabim, Lochayla Shvus Vaitra, right? So the second Shvus does not take effect. Alatainim Kla. On the Tainim it doesn't take, the Lesley Ravuna, Shitukhol Shvus, Shvus, Pilubakola. But that means that what? The Anabim aspect of it would take effect, right? He's just blocking the Tainim aspect of it, because it's as if he said, I will not eat these two items, and each item is independent. He said the dine ain't that dinochem is it. The Iran says that interpretation does not sit well with me. The reason it doesn't take a back on the dehanim is because he already took a shavu on them in the first place. In the comparable case by Nazir, the first 29 days of Nazir shouldn't take a fact either. And so then why should it work at all? The fika chani omer, the chiam rinan b'chazer amar shvur shlo ochel te'enim ba'anavim, hachi kamar shlo ochel otam kiya achat. He doesn't eat them together. I mean, he's saying, I will not eat these together. If you look, if you keep your finger there, if you look in the wide lines of the Tosus, the first time the Tosus widens out in the lines, I don't know if you guys have that. All right, I'll read it to you. Omeri demayri sh'amar shlo ochel te'enim ba'anavim bi'yachat, kazayas mikol chai b'chat. Together, he says, I will not eat these together, because I ask from each one. Now back in the Ron. And he says, what? Ubechi hai gavna namit perech halishnav, so perech shvuos, chayim batra. That's the way the Gemara is explained in shvuos. Amar rabba demigo, the chalishwal novim, chalei nami ataenim. Meaning that if it works for anovim, it also works for tainim. But nafkamina, the nafkamina is im achal ta'enim vanovim behelem shvua rishona. If he ate anovim and ta'enim, based on the first forgetting, he forgot. He never, and he forgot his first shvua, and he ate these things. They gave him a straw for the second one. Loke, he'll get malchus. And Ravuna goes spiritually to Rabbi, and Ravuna does not agree. The chiyai gavna spiritually to Ravuna. The lo chayla shvua shnia klal does not work at all. Came into the enim lo chayla in lam makom klal shu al shnehem yachad nishbav lo anavim bilvad. Since the shvua cannot take effect on the enim, it will also not take effect on the anavim. But it's Arinami, Eli Adinam Kishvua, Sayelon Lamar, the Kim that Kaftet Yom Lokhaile Nizirus, Shnia, Beyom Shloshi Nami Lokhaile, it wouldn't work at all. You see, the Ron's bringing down what we spoke out is the two possibilities of how the second Shvua works. Does the second Shvua work? I mean, according to Rabba, it's two separate items, Novim and Tanim are two separate items in the second Shvua. And therefore, according to Rav Huna, when we say it does not work, in Shvua Chalo Shvua, it means simply what? That the Tanim aspect of it doesn't work. But the Novim aspect does work. Whereas in the second possibility, the one that the Ron prefers, is that the second Shavua is that it will not eat Tanim and Anovim, Yachad, together. And therefore, right, when he takes the second Shavua and that Rabba says it's Kolo, meaning it works, in the sense that he will be chayiv both for Tzeinim and Novim in the second Shavuah, and if you gave him Hasrach simply for the second Shavuah, you'd be chayiv on the Novim and you'd be chayiv on Tzeinim. You mean you'd be chayiv Malkus for that. Whereas Rav Huna is going to say it doesn't work at all. The second Shavuah is not even relevant here. And he says that's exactly the comparison to the case of Nazirus. That in Nazirus, if you compare Nazirus, if Nazirus worked like Shavuah, which Mishnah says it doesn't, but if it did, then it would be what? That neither Nazirus would work. Just because like the Chatzet Yom are overlapping in Nazirus, and that would wipe out the Nazirus Lagamre. Right? That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to give a parallel case in Nazirus that would look exactly like Shavuah, but we say no, that Nazirus is different. So what's the case you want to come from Nazirus? Just like by Shavuah, the second Shavuah does not work at all. So to by Nazirus, we have to come to a case where the second Nazirus will not work at all. And how's that? Because the 29 days that overlap, just like the Te'anim that overlap in the Shavuos, so when the Tainim overlap, it gets rid of the second Shavuah entirely, even on the Anavim aspect. So too in Nazirus, when they overlap, then the 29 days that overlap, since we'll get rid of the 29 days, we'll also get rid of the 30th day. Nazirus won't work at all.
According to Rabbanu, it does work. Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Ryan's pointing out that you have to come up with a case that it wouldn't work, but the mission says it is Chal on Neder, meaning that you have to come up with a case, but if Neder looked like Shavuah, it would work that way. Where now we say, no, you're right, the mission says Neder is Chal on Neder, and it does work. But I'm just saying,
I mean, a better example would be Shavuah that I don't eat grapes for 30 days, Shavuah that I don't eat grapes for 31 days. Because that would be more, because another maintaining, one could argue that, why shouldn't it be Chal? It's a new Shavuah.
But who says the Shavuah wouldn't be Chal in that instance?
It's just Shavuah that I won't eat 30 days and Shavuah won't eat 31 because there's an overlap.
Yeah, but on the 31st day, that second Shavuah will take effect.
Right, but, no, but if we say that with another and with another maintaining, it's not Chal, wouldn't it be kosher can that if he just extended one day, it also won't be?
No, because then he created a new item. He created a new Isser that didn't exist before.
Well, it's Tanavim. Here it's Tanavim is created. Right. And nonetheless, we said
Rabbanu says that's not enough because the object itself is already Asur and then you can't do it. It may be a difference.
Right, so it's the same with 30 days. Because even if you added a day, but the object itself
There's some two different items in Shavuos and there are different opinions. One's called Isser Kol and one's Isser Mosif, which is that you can have there's two ways to extend the original or to expand the original Shavuah. One way to expand is like a tanium and an oven, which is kolel, which is that you include other items inside the framework of the Shavuah. That Rav Huna rejects. There's something also called Isser Mosif, which is that not only did I restricted 30 days, now I'm restricting 31 days. In that case, it might work, even according to Rav Huna. I mean, that just because he rejects Isser Kolel does not mean he rejects Isser Mosif.
So if that's correct, then the Gemara should have said, then Nazir and Shavuah should have been Mosif as opposed to kolel. Because Nazir sounds more... Nazir is more of a kolel than a mosif.
Well, it's, according to Rav Huna, you're saying that when he says...
It's more of a mosif, sorry, than a kolel.
Well, he just says today. He says today, he's taking the net
today.
Nazir today.
Tomorrow, I'm a nazir, so all he is mosif.
Right. But it's an unusual thing in nazir, that one extra day will generate a whole neder nazirus, a whole second neder nazirus. It's not just the additional day.
Mm-hmm.
What's unusual about nazir then is not, according to your reasoning, that in neder, it should have been just the 31st days and nazir and he's done. But that's the whole point. The point of the Gemara is that once you have a 31st day that is Nazirus, that generates a whole new 30 days of Nazirus.
So, and most even Shavuot, you said there might be Chal. Right. Is that another day, or do you have two Shavuos on the first 30 days?
All right, so if you believe Isser Mosif works, then the Hasafa would generate two Shavuos, possibly.
It would be like
another.
Two
valid Shavuos.
So then it would be like another.
Isser Mosif? I don't know. The Ran doesn't address Isser Mosif. The Ran just does Isser Kolel, which is that you've included other items under your restriction.
Right. So then it would be, if that's the case, if Isser Mosif is that you have two, then it's exactly like another if you think about it.
Why? Because there's only an additional day that he's added on.
Right. It's an additional day, but you have on, even during the 30 period, you have two.
And during the first 30 day period, you're not have on two Nazirus. You only have one Nazirus. And then you start a second Nazirus after the first 30 finish.
That's
they're not overlapping. You don't count. The 30 days don't overlap. You start. You have to keep 60 days in the Nazirus. That's why it's different.
Okay, then it'll be different. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so back in the Gemara, just one more challenge to Rav Huna, as if he's not having enough trouble already today. All right, one more challenge. Meitavei, Mishin Nozer Shtei Nazirut. Someone who took a Nezer of Nishnizu, Manat the Rishon of Yifrish Karban, he already counted his first Nazirus, and then he separated a Karban, but Nish Al Aleha. And then he asks to have a petach neder, or he gets a petach on the first neder nezirus. Al shniya birishona. Then the second neder nezirus can then be chal. I mean, if you remove the first neder nezirus, then you don't have to wait 30 days to start the second nezirus. The first second nezirus starts from the first day now. starts from the first day, the nazirus that you counted for the first one before you got the hataras nedarim will stand, work now for the second nether nazirus. Hey, chidami, what's the case? How could it be? The way Rav Hun explains the Mishnah, or explains where the case works where you can have two Naziris, is where you say, Harini Nazir, where it says, I am a Nazir today, and then it says, Harini Nazir the Machar, right? Why does it work? Is they're not overlapping entirely. So then, if you say, after the 30th day, he went and separated a Korban, then he went and got a Taras Nadarim, how could the first Nazirus cover the second Nazirus? He's only done 29 days with of the second Nazirus from the first Nazirus. He'll need an additional day. So how could you say that? Must be Hayika Yom Nazir, right? Must, there's an extra day. Hello, Shita Damari Nazir Yom, Ari Nazir Yom. How can you have Nazirus fill in? Is when he says, I am a Nazir today, I am a Nazir today. You get rid of the first Nazirus, then the second Nazirus will be started, and then it'll be, you can replace the first Nazirus if you counted, when it's not needed anymore, can then be replaced by the, or can replace the second Nazirus, and you'll be finished. So, Bitziyuv to the Ravuna. That's going to be a huge question on Ravuna. So the Gemara says, no. The Olam, Arini Nazir Yom, Arini Nazir L'machar. Omai Altalo, Lavar, Mehawu Yolo Yisera. It'll work for him for the 29 days. He still needs to do one additional day, but those first 29 days will count towards his second Neder Nizirut. Or, Inami, the other solution is going to give El Shtei Nizirus Babat Akat. He didn't make two separate statements of Arini Nazir, but rather he said that he was Mekabel, two Neder Nazirus at the same moment. Obviously, they can't be chal at the same moment, because, right, so it has to be 60 days, it has to be 30 and then 30. But when you do Ataras Nedarim, even Ravuna is going to agree that the second one can start from that day immediately, because when you have Bavad Achas, when they're taken at this, in a simultaneous way, that even Ravuna has to agree that once you get rid of one, then the second one has room to start, and it can be from the first day itself. Right? So that'll be the Ravuna solution again, but again, the difficulty, again, from a Mishnah on Ravuna's explanation. All right, we'll stop here.